this is really a desperate measure to try and silence Amai Mdluli. These are desperate people who don't have people on the ground, who have realized that Amai Mdluli has a lot of support and that they cannot carry out their restructuring exercise with the party. So they decided to make sure that she is removed from the party so that if there is any contestation in the future, she would not be considered. But whatever has happened, as far as we are concerned, we will continue to support her cause. We continue to work closely with her. And we think in the end, reason we will prevail. The second thing I want to note is that how do you conduct a disciplinary case without the accused being there? That again shows the unprocedural, undemocratic way of doing things. We believe that this is a grand strategy to try and smash the Mdluli faction.
But her critics are saying her silence is now hurting her because there are many allegations that are being leveled against her and she's not responding.
No, she's going to respond. That is all I can say. She has been silent. She has not done anything. That is why people are shocked that someone who is behaved in a very mature manner by not answering accusations and so on.
But Mr. Gumbo, does this mean we are likely to see the formation of another party going forward?
No, we'll cross the bridge when we get there.